Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What would it take to 10x your business growth? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to challenge your thinking about how fast you could and should grow your business. I read a great book recently that's titled 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. It was a mind-bending book that challenged my thinking about growth, speed, and possibilities. And since I don't like to hang out in these uncomfortable places all by myself, I thought I'd have you come along with me and join me in the discomfort. That's why my question for you this week is, what would it take to 10x your business growth? It's not the question that they asked in the book, but rather it's the question they answer in the book, which makes this topic particularly mind-bending. The notion that growing your business size, your income level, or your revenue stream by a multiple of 10 is easier than simply doubling the size, 2x growth, seems just plain wrong. In fact, when someone recommended the book to me, I kind of laughed it off, but then went and bought it so I could read just how silly and untrue their ideas were. But the more I read the book, the more I began understanding their thinking and logic. Not that I walked away with a recipe or a formula to apply to my business, but that I needed to think about my business differently. And it was so impactful that I thought I would share it with you here today. But first, just think about where you are today in terms of your personal income or your business revenues on an annual basis. Say you're doing $800,000 in annual revenues in your business today. The idea that Dan Sullivan and Ben Hardy are promoting is that it's far easier to grow your business to $8 million in annual revenues than it is to grow it to $1.6 million in revenues. 10 times growth being far easier than 2 times growth. Seriously? But then they take you through the mental exercise of what would have to happen if you were to grow your business from $800,000 to $1.6 million in revenues. You'd likely have to double the number of customers you serve or increase your prices while you also increase your customer count. Or you'd have to add new product lines or add a service component to your product business, or you'd have to create some recurring revenue stream to augment your already full business model. You'd likely have to hire more people and add more office space or incur more overhead expenses and contract with more outside consultants. Fundamentally, to double the size of your business, you'd simply do more. More of the same, more products, more services, more customers, more staff, more headaches. Just thinking about it makes my head hurt. And you have probably already experienced this 2x growth in your business. If you started your business from scratch, you know exactly what the 2x growth model looks like. You started doing business with your family and friends. Then you realized you were good at it and started to post about it on your social media, and others who were more distant friends began placing orders from you, and your business doubled. Then you set up your own website and created a call to action and joined a local chamber of commerce, and your business doubled again. So you rented an office in a shared office building like WeWorks, and you hired someone to handle your books and your marketing, and what do you know? Your business doubled again. Then you hired an assistant and a couple of production assistants because the business was getting bigger than what you could handle, and voila, you grew it by 2x again. Sound like a familiar story? I think we've all been there at some point along our journey as a business owner. And now you pick up this book, and the author tells you that it's easier to multiply by 10 times than it is to multiply again by 2 times. Are you kidding me? But here's their thinking. When you think about simply doubling your business, you think in terms of doing more. But when you're forced to think about multiplying your business by 10 times, you're forced to think about doing things differently. And that's where the magic happens, according to Dan and Ben. And it's not like they're just making this up. They've got real live examples to prove their theory. The big idea is built on the concept of the 80-20 principle. We've all heard of the 80-20 principle, the idea that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts, meaning that the other 20% of your results are coming from the other 80% of your efforts. It's a widely held truth that I think most of us have seen play out in many situations. 80% of revenues typically come from 20% of your customers. 80% of the work is typically done by 20% of your employees. 80% of your results typically come from 20% of your time. Would you agree with this principle? If so, then stick with me on this. The idea that's shared in this book is that the easiest way to 10x your business is to stop doing the 80% of work and effort that's only getting you 20% of your results and repurpose that effort to do more of the 20% that's currently generating 80% of your results. Make sense? It doesn't mean working more or harder. It means working on different things. It also means that you've got to address the realities of your business. The reality that you have some customers who are not your ideal customers. The reality that you probably need to walk away from some customers. In fact, the majority of your current customers to focus more time and attention on gaining more of the 20% customers. The reality that you spend marketing dollars on strategies that are not getting you your top 20% customers. The reality that some of your team members are working on things that aren't moving the needle, so they may need to go or start working on things that will attract and retain the 20% customers. These are the hard realities. But if the outcome is your business then has the bandwidth to grow by 10 times, would it be worth it? They also make the point that you, as the business owner, need to stop doing so much in your business. If you're trying to double your revenues, then you're going to take on more work yourself. But if you're going to 10x your business, you need to redefine not only what you do, but how you do it. And the result is most likely going to be that you're going to do less, not more. How cool would that be? To 10x your business and work less. Okay, how was that for a teaser for the book? I got to tell you, the more I read the book, the more excited I got about the possibilities for my business and the businesses of my clients. Over these past weeks, I've been asking them about the 80-20 split in their business and looking into the 80-20 split in my business as well. All I had to do is to start looking, and it's easy to see. I can see the clients who take a lot of my time but don't generate much revenue for me. I can see the marketing strategies I'm spending money on that haven't resulted in my best clients. I can see where I'm spending time and effort, but not getting the results I should be getting from it. Now my assignment is to be bold and make some big changes. And I'm going to bet that you have some of the same opportunities in your business that I have in mine. So are you going to get the book and read it? I sure hope so. We can work on this together, a race to see who can 10x faster. Are you up for the challenge? Look, this is what I love about being a business owner. We've got the ability to learn, apply, adapt, and change far faster than our larger competitors. We can be nimble, quick, decisive, and enthusiastic, and our team will get on board and help us go even faster. How exciting is that? So here's your assignment. Get the book, read the book, and identify the first two or three things you're going to change in your business to position yourself to 10x your business. Heck, even if you fall short and only get to 5x, that isn't too bad, is it? As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd love to compare notes and help you work through any sticking points as you think about the approach you need to do differently in your business. And share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. This is a topic and a challenge that may take many of us working together and supporting one another to make change happen. But how much fun would it be if and when that happens? Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss multiplier or diminisher. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.